This is your listening comprehension test. Task 1. Why I love books. Listen to three people talking about why they love books. While listening, match the speakers 1 to 3 with the headings A to D. There is one more heading than you need. You will hear the recording once only. You now have 10 seconds to look at the task. The recording starts now. Speaker 1.
There are so many reasons why I love reading books. Most importantly, they take me to another world. Yes, when I read a good book, it really takes me into another place, another country, or a fantasy world.
Speaker 2.
I love reading books. And it's one of the things I enjoy during the summer. There are many reasons. First of all, you can learn so many things from books. Last year, I spent my holidays in Italy and liked the food there a lot. So I bought a cookbook and taught myself how to cook Italian pasta. Tasty.
Speaker 3.
I love books. It may sound strange, but I really do. I started reading books when I was a little girl, and I've read a lot of books since then. The best thing about reading is that it is very relaxing. You can sit down in a quiet place and just forget about the world around you for a while.
That is the end of this task. Task 2. New Generation. Listen to the following talk between a girl and her grandmother. While listening, tick the correct statements. There is only one correct answer. You will hear the recording once only. You now have 30 seconds to look at the task. The recording starts now.
Hey, Grandma, what have you got in your hand?
This is a book.
It doesn't look like a book. It looks more like a tablet or something like that.
Well, actually, it's an electronic book, but most people just say e-book.
So why do you use this e-book instead of a real book?
Well, as you know, my eyes are getting so bad that I can't read the letters in a real book anymore. And with an e-book, I can make the letters larger, so it's easier to read.
Your eyes have become so bad because you're sitting in front of the computer the whole day. That's not good for you.
Ugh, Lisa, I'm nearly 70 years old. And by the way, I can read the words on my e-book much better than on a normal computer screen. And even better, the e-book can also read to me.
Tom, no answer. What's gone with that boy, I wonder? You, Tom? No answer.
That's pretty funny. I remember you reading books to me when I was little, and now the e-book reads books to you.
Well, that's modern technology for you. You know you have to go with the flow.
What books have you got on your e-book?
Oh, I've got lots of books. Look here. I have Tom Sawyer and Huckleberry Finn, and one of your all-time favorites, Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, and Alice in Wonderland. Oh, there are so many.
Don't tell me you have so many books on this ebook.
Oh, I can store hundreds of books on it. It's great.
Well, I can go to a bookshop and choose from thousands of books, but wasn't your ebook expensive?
Oh, no, it wasn't too expensive. And by the way, why shouldn't I have fun with modern technology?
But is it really better than reading a real book?
Well, look here. For example, if I push this green button, I can change from one book to another without standing up and walking to my bookshelf.
Great.
And I can read almost every book I want. Or even, I have even a better idea, I could read to you.
Oh, that would be cool. Thanks, Grandma.
Once upon a time, there was a little girl.
That is the end of this task. Task 3. Paddington Bear. Listen to the following report about Paddington Bear. While listening, complete the information in the following table. You will hear the recording twice. You now have 20 seconds to look at the task. The recording starts now.
Paddington Bear was born in Peru and lived there with his Aunt Lucy. When Lucy was old and went into a home for old bears, she sent the little bear to live in England. He arrived at Paddington Station in London. He was on a platform, sitting on his suitcase, when Mr. and Mrs. Brown saw him and read the note on him. "Please look after this bear. Thank you." They decided to take him home and they named him Paddington because that was where they had found him. Paddington wears a blue coat, a red hat, and always has his suitcase with him. Inside the suitcase, there is a scrapbook where he writes down his adventures and keeps the postcards from Aunt Lucy. There is also a jar of marmalade in the suitcase, Paddington's favourite food. And he always keeps a marmalade sandwich under his hat. The British writer Michael Bond wrote the story of Paddington Bear. He was one of the most popular writers of children's stories. More than 35 million books have been sold all over the world. The Paddington Bear books have been translated into over 40 languages. Paddington Bear was born in Peru and lived there with his Aunt Lucy. When Lucy was old and went into a home for old bears, she sent the little bear to live in England. He arrived at Paddington Station in London. He was on a platform, sitting on his suitcase, when Mr. and Mrs. Brown saw him and read the note on him. "Please look after this bear. Thank you." They decided to take him home and they named him Paddington because that was where they had found him. Paddington wears a blue coat, a red hat, and always has his suitcase with him. Inside the suitcase, there is a scrapbook where he writes down his adventures and keeps the postcards from Aunt Lucy. There is also a jar of marmalade in the suitcase, Paddington's favourite food, and he always keeps a marmalade sandwich under his hat. The British writer Michael Bond wrote the story of Paddington Bear. He was one of the most popular writers of children's stories. More than 35 million books have been sold all over the world. The Paddington Bear books have been translated into over 40 languages.
That is the end of this task and the end of your listening comprehension test. Stop writing now. Relax for a moment, then go on with the tasks in Part B.